This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
When I dropped the mic, it hit the floor like Thor.
That's right.
You can't pick it up no more. Don't even try. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it was. Yeah. Y'all know what it shall be. Get smart for the shit start, before it get dark, before they hit you with the pitchfork. Better crip walk, crip. This walk. Is real talk. Smoke, push, ambush, then we peel off. Niggas still rolling with the wheels off. Always looking out for the crisscross. I'm a bigger boss than Rick Ross. Always winning, nigga get lost. It's the warlord, bring the voodoo. When I bail through, it's crazy like Bellevue. What they tell you, leave that boy alone. Like Home Alone, yeah. Fuck a skull and bone. Arrest the president, you got the evidence. That nigga is Russian intelligence. When it rains, it pours. Did you know the new white was orange? Boy, you're showing your horns. They trying to replace my halo with thorns. You so basic with your vape stick. Let's go ape shit in the matrix. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Crazy. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. I took back my ice and all black tonight. That's right, some niggas gotta sacrifice. Not a criminal.
No.
I'm a seminal.
Yeah.
I was free once. Now I'm clinical. Crazy. You so technical. This was Mexico. Now everywhere I go is owned by Texaco.
Fuck them.
Fuck them and the rest
Hell
of you.
Yeah.
I turn a fruit into a vegetable.
I'ma
roll with the aliens. Man, fuck these homo sapiens. They don't really wanna make friends. All they want is a Mercedes Benz. All they want is they dividends and decibels. Fuck these citizens. They'll treat us like hooligans. Throw him in, they don't care what school he in. These people don't play fair. It ain't even fair at the state fair. Give a young nigga gray hair. That's why I'm here. Make your ass lay there. Punk, you better stay there. Close your fucking eyes like it's daycare. Make myself clearer than Shakespeare. I'm here to take money, even fake hair. So desperate is what I'm left with. For the record, you affected. Who you elected is so septic. So full of shit, I can't accept it.
Arrest the president, arrest the president. Arrest the president, you got the evidence. Arrest the president, arrest the president. Arrest the president, you got the evidence. Arrest the president, arrest the president. Arrest the president, you got the evidence. Arrest the president, arrest the president. Arrest the president, you got the evidence.
I reside on the west side.
West side.
I murder with my third eye.
Niggas
so fly, get a bird's eye. I make them scream bloody murder. Let's meet at the White House. Run in and turn the lights out. Man, they treat it like a trap house.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers never take the trash out.
Damn.
They just cash out and mash out. Nigga, take your drugs and pass out. Niggas love to go that fast route.
Yeah.
I see you when your black ass get out. Homie, you play too much.
Yeah.
Why these devils, they doing way too much.
Watch.
Most of them won't say too much. Why they steady planning, God knows what.
God knows what.
That's why I roll with the real ones. Real ones trying to reach millions. Real ones trying to make billions. Real ones dressed like civilians.
Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence.
It's the Eminem Show, Michael, Marcel and Natalie. That doesn't sound like it would be
no.
Eminem, does it?
No.
Michael, Natalie and Marcel.
That's the way.
Or Marcel, Natalie and Michael. It's the Eminem Show, FUBAR Radio, 4 till 6. Shout out Joey Page for holding down the last 2 hours. We've got the next 2 hours before Callum McSwiggan steps up. We got lots to do and lots to talk about. That was Ice Cube's Arrest the President. He doesn't mention Trump by name in the whole song, but you can tell through various clues that he's talking about Donald Trump.
What other president would you want to arrest?
This is true. Well, George Bush Jr.
Yeah.
Neil Young had a song called Let's Impeach the President about George Bush Jr. and for war crimes and stuff like that. And this president hasn't committed those yet, but he's done pretty much everything else. Do you know what I mean? We might as well just wait for him to do some war crimes now and then just kind of like Consolidate the crimes, innit?
Do you know what I mean? Just do like a whole RICO thing and just get him for like loads of stuff.
You know what I mean?
At once.
Are you struggling to commit crime? Consolidate your crimes now. No, that was a big tune. Mm. That was a big tune. Mm. Very kind of vintage Ice Cube production. Produced by Shaunsky. Natalie kind of brought that up while the song was playing. So I checked and it's a guy called Shaunsky.
I liked the production.
I like the production as well.
Good.
What don't you like about today? You don't like the proximity of the tube station?
You know what? It's not even the proximity of the tube station. Do you know what it is? My Uber driver did not have a clue what was going on. So
they usually don't, do they?
No, but sometimes you get those ones who know shortcuts and stuff like that. My guy was just like taking every single road to hit traffic.
Yeah. Mm.
So then we must have been going up Seven Sisters Road and he's missed a turning. Drove all the way up and then done a U-turn rather than just doing a U-turn straight away.
and they try and do it on the slide, don't they?
Yeah,
they try and do it quietly when they've made a mistake.
He thought I wouldn't notice that he missed the road, innit? So if he kept driving and then done a U-turn, I wouldn't notice. I wouldn't notice, but I definitely noticed. And I was like, mate, I think you missed the turn. He was like, oh yeah, sorry. I was like, all right, cool. So then anyway, we got to Fringy Park and I was like, you know what? I'm 100% going to be late if I don't get out of this cab. So I got out of the cab, got the tube, made it just on time.
Really did. I'm not going to lie. I put 100% of my faith in black taxi drivers. They know their shit, man.
They need to know their shit.
They
know what I mean?
Their shit. That's what I give them over Uber drivers. You know, you pay the kind of the price, the difference in price. There's a chasm in it.
Yeah.
But also the difference in knowledge that they possess.
You need to know you need to pass the knowledge to even become
Honestly,
one.
I jumped in a black taxi on the way from my parents to here one time. And this guy was going down roads. I've lived around there for like 20 years. I didn't even know some of these roads existed until this black taxi driver was going down these fucking streets. So I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, one of my best mates, dad's a taxi driver, and he literally, like if we needed to go anywhere, he'd literally take us, and we'd be going, he'd be going through these roads around the area that we didn't even know were there, so...
When did this road get built? You're not just looking around, just like...
Respect
like
to the black taxis.
...of Hillary Clinton when she's out. Honestly. But yeah, like I said, we got a packed show for you. We got three guests coming in. Lady Shan, Coops, and Joe and who?
Sam,
I'm trying to read a screen that's really far away when I've got a press release right in front of me. From General Roots. And everyone's promoting new music. We got Coops promoting Gorillaz, Lady Shan promoting War OG, and General Roots promoting Hardcore Vibes.
Mm-hmm.
We got games.
We have two games today.
Nice. Like it.
I'm actually really excited about. I'm almost like you are today. Part of me wants to get ahead to 5:30 to get to the game because I'm really excited about this.
Okay.
One.
Okay, I think I'll
General
Roots.
She's put the effort into this one. You know it.
I think
I haven't heard it yet, so don't rush the judgment on that.
I think I heard you kind of testing the game out the other room.
I was approving of the clips.
You had this glazed look.
I enjoyed it. and it's Marcel. Well, you have to come back this week because Marcel really thrashed you last week.
Honestly.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the wins were...
You wiped the floor with me.
It was an emotional day, you know? Like, I've never been on such a winning streak in my life, so... Hopefully it continues into this week.
Yeah, long may it continue, just not when I'm around. we've got... What else have we got? Oh, no, we got to catch up, haven't we? Because it's been an eventful...
It's been a big week for... Well, actually, you're on TV tonight, aren't you, Marcel?
I am on TV tonight.
Yeah.
I'm on Celebrity Dinner Date.
Can you tell us who you're on a date with?
So I went on a date with three lovely young ladies.
At the same time?
Nah,
you had so many menus on the table.
Nah,
in your
so basically,
Instagram
basically
picture.
all the menus, I had to pick from five different menus and basically pick out the girl that I wanted to go on a date with based on what they were going to cook for me.
That's right. Okay.
So I'm not going to lie to you. Some of the food was terrible, and some of the food was surprisingly good.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm going to give you because. I do pick a certain menu, and you're going to be like, "Really?" And I'm like, and at the end of the day, it made sense because the food was good.
Okay.
But it's not my usual
right
type of food.
Okay. With dinner with you, with a special lady or ladies, is food being able to cook an important quality for them to possess?
Do you know what? Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm not the best chef in the world. I can cook food if I needed to. But I do prefer to go out. So For a lady to cook, it's a bonus for me. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't mind going to a restaurant and eating and eating out like that. But if she can cook and she can cook up a feast.
What would you like her to cook?
All right, so like, I'm a big fan of steak, innit? So she's got to be able to do a good steak. If she can't cook a good steak, then it's probably going to be like, it's not really going to be problematic because we'll just go and get steak from somewhere else. Yeah. But if she could make me a steak on my birthday, it'd be nice.
That's nice.
You know, just a steak.
Rare, just put it out there. How do you like it?
I like it medium rare.
Okay,
medium
rare. If any ladies want to bring a medium rare steak down to the studio,
on
Marcel
throw that
will
medium
accept.
Steak. On my birthday, just show up with some steak. Never know what could go down.
If you pull and you get back to a house and you kind of turn the lights on and there's not a grill there, just kind of front and center.
If there's like a George Foreman in the corner, I'm like, wifeable.
Amazing. A George Foreman.
What do you cook? Huh? What's your cook? What's the Somerville special?
The Somerville special. Mm. Well, my dad's from Jamaica, so my dad's the chef in the house, isn't it? So he's taught me how to make a few bits. I don't make it to his standard, but I can obviously make a nice chicken. I mean, nice roast chicken, put a bit of herbs on that thing, you know, just like fry it up nice. Do my thing.
I'm just going, yeah. I can't cook.
I was
going
to say,
thing.
I don't think you've mentioned cooking. You mentioned going out to eat a lot.
I know the basics. I know in theory how cooking works.
right.
But that's about
it. It's all about time and heat.
Exactly. Know? That's what I was going
to
say.
Time and heat is where it all comes down to. You totally. Either leave it on for a certain amount of time at a certain heat.
Right.
And it should be alright. Or you don't.
Okay.
And if you do it the wrong way, it's going to be undercooked or overcooked.
Go.
There you go. The simpleness of cooking.
All the theory.
Time.
It's all up
and
here.
Heat.
But I've never done a practical.
So you've never cooked?
Never cooked.
Do you know
you
what?
Have a microwave probably?
Have a microwave.
Counts? Microwave oven?
I've owned several microwaves in my time.
Several?
Several.
At one time?
I get the
There's
new shape microwave sometimes. You know what I mean? You're looking a bit dead at microwave. Get a new thing. I upgrade my microwave sometimes.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
That's literally about it.
Do you know what? I had to do like a cooking task on Love Island, and it was the worst thing. I tried to make sweet potato mash.
Okay.
But for some reason, the potato wasn't getting any softer, so I was trying to smash it with the thing, and it just ended up just going all over me, and I was dressed in my clothes for the day.
Oh.
So, yeah.
They made you cook in your gums?
Because like basically what it was, like me and Chris were cooking. The girls were waiting on the table. It was like our first dates with them.
Yeah.
So we had to cook the food. So I cooked all the food. And then...
What was Chris doing?
Chris was just standing around going, oh my God, what are we doing? I'm like, yeah, no, don't worry,
bro. Can't wait to get a spin-off.
Don't worry about it, bro. I've got it. I've got the food covered. I didn't have it covered. Anyway, like, so then once it was done, we used to be able to take the plates over and present them to the girls and then like have our date and cook food. So I made steak. The steaks were decent. She ate all the steak, but the
did
mash.
Did you get any?
What steak?
The steak.
Yeah, of course I did, bro. I made two steaks, bro.
Oh, right,
you know,
okay.
like it weren't rationed.
I thought it was like some lady in the tramp shit.
just
eat the steak.
Just the rare steak.
One piece of steak together until you both lips in, yeah.
Yeah, man.
That'll take ages.
Trust me, chewing through that, it'd be butters.
Well, Michael Payne, you saw a film.
Yeah, I did.
Johnny English Reborn.
Johnny English Reborn.
Was that
Reborn.
A premiere?
What's
was that in your house? What was that?
It's a bad boy film.
Okay.
I'm not even going to lie.
Some Johnny English films are sick, bro.
Rowan Atkinson's,
you know what I mean?
Slyly a genius. Well, he's not even slyly a genius.
He's 100%
the guy's a comedy fucking genius.
Trust me, Mr. Bean, from them days there.
Mm.
Sure.
He didn't even have to talk.
Yeah, he didn't have to talk, and he was just... That's how he kind of... You know, like Mr. Bean got syndicated in a lot of countries and stuff. That's why. That's the secret.
Yeah.
It was very little dialogue, a lot of kind of stupid actions.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's amazing. And Johnny English is brilliant. I'm not even going to... Johnny English Reborn, brilliant. Daniel Kaluuya, shout out to him.
Oh, I didn't know he was in it.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Okay, now I'm more interested.
Yeah, he's got a major role in that. He's Johnny English's sidekick, a guy called Agent Tucker. And he's funny as fuck. And I'm like, who, you know what I mean? Who would have thought?
Right, okay. Well, that's the film recommendation of the week.
Johnny English Reborn. Shout out Rowan Atkinson. Yeah. Shout out Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay, well, let's get into a song and then we'll get our first guest in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Link up over G. Oh, yeah. I've been doing me. You've been doing you. Constant on a move. Oh, yeah. But I'ma need myself a break. Bro, gon' get the juice. Then where you go, I can go too. Send a postcode, I'm a road tree. It's a vibe, sing my heart out. Larry done sold out of O2. Tell me where you go, I can go to. Send a postcode, I'm a road tree. It's a vibe, sing my heart out. Larry done sold out of O2. So what's up, I'm rolling. Tell me the motive. Like pick up, I'm phoning. Sipping and zoning. So what's up, I'm rolling. Tell me the motive. Like pick up, I'm phoning. Sipping and zoning. Link up over G. On my wave, that's fine. Out here making mine, caking fine. Back to the bros, it's wasted time. Greatness night, bottles popping. Keys dropping, there's no option, ban your profit. Never flopping, pressure rotting. Live for you tonight. You better make sure that your click is moving right. Oh yeah, it's a different vibe. I guarantee you'll get lost if you lit. Right. So what's up, I'm rolling. Tell me the motive. Like pick up, I'm phoning. Sipping and zoning. So what's up, I'm rolling. Like, tell me the motive. Like pick up, I'm phoning. Sipping and zoning. Link up over G. Trust me, I'm rolling true. Link up over G. Tell me what you're on to do. Bro got loads of food. Trust me, I'm rolling true. Link up over G. So what's up, I'm rolling. Tell me the motive. Like pick up, I'm phoning. Sipping and zoning. So what's up, I'm rolling. Tell me the motive. Link up over G. I've been doing me. You've been doing you. Oh yeah. Link up over G. Need myself a break. Bro, gon' get the juice. I'ma need myself a break. Link up over G.
That's Zion B with Link Up. Go on, Natalie. I know you want to say it.
No, I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say.
What, you, what do you think I think you're going to say?
That, you know, we know which song that he's heavily sampling there.
Go on. You know you want to say it. Say
Crystal Waters, Gypsy Woman.
Go on, Natalie.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. Every time someone samples that song, I just automatically like the new song.
Yeah,
I can't
it's a
help
great
it.
Sample.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? The sample just
it.
Makes sense.
You can't go wrong
so
with
if you
it.
Think
but
your
the original
song's
is
bad.
The best, though.
100%.
Well, that means that if you think you've got a song and it's terrible, if
just
you put that on,
slap that bit
that's
on there.
That's going to make
yeah.
it into
any
a good
tune,
song.
Just...
Oh, well, there we go.
Listen, I'm going to make an EP and it's just going to have that same
just me
that
talking
same sample
that. Yeah.
all the way through it.
80 minutes.
Still be good.
Yeah, it's me going, bang on. You know this is sick. You know this is heavy. We got our first guest to the studio in, and he goes by the name of Koops.
Yo,
what's happening, sir?
Wait, what did I just say? Did I say we got our first guest to the studio in?
You did.
I did say that.
Fine,
no one noticed. I was just chatting complete shit there.
I've always said first guest in the studio.
Yeah, did same. I say that?
Yeah, I swear that's what you said.
If only there was a way to figure out what I said. If only there was a way
listen
to
listen back to the show afterwards
on Spotify. You know, that's Spotify. What I'm saying.
It's, yeah, it's all there. iTunes everywhere.
But your new project, Life in the Flesh,
yeah, man.
Sounds deep as fuck,
yeah.
right? And I don't even think I'm going to do it justice
okay.
by trying to describe it to our listeners. So I think that that is the main reason that we got
why
you
I'm
in.
Here. I
yeah,
hate.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Let us know exactly what this this whole thing entails.
Life in the Flesh is my latest album that I've just dropped. It's a conceptual album, you know, about just life, death, reincarnation as a theory, you know.
Mm.
So
okay.
it's quite a deep and interesting concept, you know.
Yeah.
And I've kind of based it around stuff that's happened in my life, and you know, have a listen.
Do you
and,
sometimes
and relate to it in your life? You know,
do you sometimes feel like you've been reincarnated?
Yeah, but I don't say like, oh, I know I've been reincarnated, but just like some things feel familiar.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
deja vu. Yeah, what are these kind of things that happen? You know what I'm saying?
Or sometimes I have memories of places that I've never been to.
See?
Do you know what I mean?
There's sometimes I go to places and I'm like, I've been there before, but I've never been there before.
Yeah. That's like, yeah, I get that. Tesco usually has that effect on me. they all look the same.
I swear this is different.
Fucking hell, man.
Shell petrol station.
You know what I mean? Trust me.
When did the kind of the seed of this idea first get planted? What planted the seed of this
idea? I think it was more so, you know, when I make music, I kind of never start knowing what I'm going to do. I kind of just start making and then I'm like, what have I just done? And that's how it comes, gets pulled together. Do you know what I mean? So I was probably like, I don't know, like 10 tracks deep into just making music. And I feel that when I make music over a period of time, I'm normally in a certain space.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? And that, I then try and coin that with an album title of where I was at in my life while I was making this body of music. Do you know what I mean? I think I was just at a stage where I was kind of being a lot more self-reflective, maybe.
Yeah.
And hence why life in the flesh, like this is our life in the flesh. Mm-hmm. We're our spirits in the body.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And this is our experience. So
yeah.
I kind of tried to put that into some music.
Yeah, okay. And and so musically, your musical taste, is it as like philosophical? The artists you listen to, are they as philosophical? Like who do you kind of, who inspires you?
Who inspires me? You know what? Like early inspirations, and I suppose inspirations when I listened to this tape, where I may have been drawing from was probably like people that I grew up listening to more. So probably people that are a bit more philosophical, maybe like Fugees, or do you know what I'm trying to say? Like some Nas, some Damian Marley's or Bob Marley. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Just like people that use their voice for more than just to make a catchy song or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like
to try and,
some depth.
Nas is a very... a sort of a relatable choice for me because I used to listen to Street Dreams Remix daily, like literally daily before I left the yard, just to kind of get that one piece of wisdom. I swear down, there's a few bars in that are just, they mean a fuckload to me personally. But I digress. We should get into a song because we've been let's go. Do you want to introduce the song that we're going to play?
This song is called Gorillaz and it's off my latest tape, Life in the Flesh.
Like there's no tomorrow. My sword is sharper than the mask of Zorro. Double-edged, deadlier than blasting hollows. Forecast tomorrow's doom as chemical clouds loom. Playing these loud tunes in rooms filled up with loud fumes. I pound buffoons. Concrete jungle with gorillas and baboons. Transformed into killers in these cocoons. What a coon. I ain't willing to resume in this state. I'm trying to light up my mind, body and soul till I'm illuminously great. Fuck consuming all this fake shit, I hate this. Living in this matrix with these racists on basics. Might kick a man with these A6, stick a man for his payslip. Look at how they got us moving and nobody say shit. I sharpen my weapon, pass on the lesson. Anything they tell us after arts, then my question saying, why do you lie to me? Must think I'm a fool. Yes, I hear you laugh when I'm stepping. But we won't get that lost love for repping. It's a whole different class that we're repping. And a different type of chance that we're taking. So it's best you just start running. Gorillas, them coming. Herbs, I'm burning. Helps me relax and hold my meds. So don't try test. Might just lick off your head. And now this Babylon stress. Cause they left us for dead. Why do you think we live this way? Looking in the sky, I know the weather's always great. It's coming like this cloud is following me. Yeah, that's why I have to sharpen my weapon. Pass on the lesson. Anything they tell me after, ask them a question. Saying, why do you lie to me? Must think I'm a fool. Yes, I hear you laugh when I'm stepping. But we won't get that lost love for repping. It's a whole different class that we're repping. And a different type of chance that we're taking. The real is coming now. The real is coming now.
Fire burning like we on another high, another high. Yeah, we living life, living life. Everything's alright, things alright.
Sickest MCs to ever breathe. Profiling, no smiling. Fucking your chick redesigning. No, I'm not violent, but still I'm wilding. Who the fuck is gonna sign him? I'm a tyrant. These rappers are tiring, so I'm firing. Skipping all their tracks, can never find nothing inspiring. It's dire times that we're in, living in sin. Address me as sire, cause I am king. Son of Messiah, I'm him. Half god, half devil, but I'm fully rebel. Seeing this ocean, I'm a pebble. But I still deserve a medal, leave my mark on earth. Yeah, you bought a gun, you better bark it first. I'll turn up to that funeral and blast your hearse.
That's Gorillaz by Koops, taken from the album Life in the Flesh, which was released on the 28th of September.
Yeah, 28th September.
On High Focus Records, which I have to say is a fucking good home for it, man. Trust, do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
If someone told me to guess what label that came out on, I would have said High Focus Records.
It was nice to be able to release that under them as well.
It must have been.
Before, I felt like, you know when you feel like you're just taking your fruit and veg to the butchers and trying to sell it?
Yeah.
That's how it was like with the music, but it feels like I found a nice place.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's the most suitable home for music of that. Okay, it takes me back, man. Part of it, you know, some of the things that it makes me think of are like Dead Prayers and fucking the production makes me think of Phone Tap by The Firm. Do you remember that tune?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Like, it really, really takes me back to what I feel.
Also, let me just say, shout out Talos on the production.
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to come up to
as
next.
The production is nice.
Yeah, really, really, really good. Yeah. And he's produced the whole album, has he?
Yeah, the whole album, apart from that a 1-2 bit that I got involved in. But yeah, literally.
Yeah, I love the forward thinking of putting that really kind of that audio that jolts you out of that kind of that lull you get into when you're listening to such a chill tune, man. It was big. Really respect. Enjoyed that. So yeah, the album's out now on High Focus Records. People can cop that. Is there where does that fall in the Koops back catalogue, you know?
Okay, but I've got quite a lot of music that I've been putting out since about 2014. I dropped an album called Lost Soul, which was more of a mixtape, but it kind of stamped me down as like who I am now, I suppose, to my listeners. I had a mixtape before that, which didn't make it around the world like how that did, basically, as like a kind of hip-hop UK, something fresh. And then since then I dropped God Complex, this tape, No Brainer, that I've come in and given you guys some freebies of.
Amazing. Yep.
And now
thank
we're
you.
On Life in the Flesh.
Sick. Yeah, sick. Man. Well, we've you're definitely on our radar, man. Like that was that's some good music. Is that a text, Marcel? You've got to answer it.
Yeah, I'm afraid you have to tell us what that was. Yeah. So we know
is someone
rules.
Calling me? Like,
nah, to be fair, it wasn't on loud.
No, that's not. Well, you do know that rule, though, if anyone, including you, Coops, they put your phone on silent.
I've done that still because I got a text before
because
we started.
You're a professional, Coops.
Yeah. My phone's on very silent. Sensitive text.
I don't know why it's vibrating.
Well, good. Okay, we'll let you off this
vibrate?
Time. But you've minus some points on the game for that. Anyway.
I used to be on Samsung for a long time, innit? Like, I don't know how to put an Apple phone on silent.
Well, without vibrating.
Yeah.
Me neither.
All right, and then next song, hand them to me, and I can very easily show you how to stop your phone
not
vibrating.
Handing you my phone. Got too many she's of my names on.
Oh, right, okay.
Should we get into a game?
Yeah, we will get into a game. Coops, in honour of you being here,
yeah,
we have a little game around you, because you have a song called That Jazz.
Yeah, I do, man, why?
So, I've got some clips here of some jazz covers of sick. Popular songs. I want to know what they are. Write them down. So, don't shout them out. Hide your answers from Marcel, is all I'm
what?
Saying.
I bet they're all by Jamie Cullum.
I will give a point for the artist, I will give a point for the song.
Right,
okay?
How many are there?
There
what,
are
the
eight.
The artist of the original?
Yeah, I want the original, right, the cool. originals. These are covers, but I want the original artist, right, okay? So let's get into jazz, number one. Ooh.
Wait, that was that very, that was that very short clip.
That's the snippet.
One more time.
Do you need clues?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
There was a Weird Al Yankovic parody of this song, which features the lyrics, have a banana, have a whole bunch.
Wait, so play that again, then play the snippet again.
He is no longer with us.
Who?
The original singer of this song. But everybody will know he is an icon.
Da, da, da. What, when do we guess?
I know it. Have a guess at an iconic American.
Weird Al Yankovic. What songs has he done?
The only
I don't even know who that is.
He used to do those.
He done Amish Paradise.
Yeah, that's the only Amish one Paradise. I remember. Yeah. Yeah, he did Amish Paradise.
Okay, well, have a guess. A male singer, American.
And he's no longer here.
He's no longer with us. Which is a shame, so I would like to have seen him live. I'm sure his monkey would have done too.
Oh, that's easy.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Just gave it away.
His monkey, Michael Jackson.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you giving it away? Listen, right, -5. Make a note, Toby. -5 for Michael.
No, listen. You're shouting out about monkeys, yeah?
Well, I didn't say Michael Jackson,
she's
did I?
Clues,
who else is going to have a monkey?
Well, that's the thing.
If anything, technically, you gave it away. Now.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I know. Well, okay,
you shouted out an answer, you validated it.
Well, we've all got the answer now, haven't we? But you haven't got the song, have you?
I did know as soon as you said monkey, though.
Right, let's move on to jazz number two. Okay.
That's a nice version.
Coops, are you aware of this song?
Yeah.
Okay, you've all got it. Okay, good. See, I thought we'd...
Hey, calm down over there.
It's from a well-planned album. That's all I'm saying.
A well-planned one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. Okay, number three.
This is Kenny G. Amazing. Wait, can you play it again?
Yeah. It's quite a smoothie song.
But it's got a citric kind of...
citrusy kind of flavour to it. I like a Canadian-y citrusy...
Might have to just chop that up and make a new beat out of it.
It sounded good,
Do you have something for that, Coops? A Canadian citrusy flavour to it.
Orange.
Oh, no.
Write it down.
Canadian I'm just trying to think of what it is. Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
Clipping a Canadian singer.
Canadian duck.
Oh.
Okay. All right, here is number four.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really rubbish at this game, man.
Hakuna Matata.
Okay.
What?
The Lion King.
Lion King's a big clue because he will be doing a live action Lion King soon, part of that. We all got something?
No.
This guy does everything.
He does everything.
He does everything?
Yeah.
He does.
You name
he
something
does
he can't do. Does. And
he
does it
a
well.
Backflip.
I'm
probably
sure he
can.
Could. I'm sure he could. And he does it really well.
Mad.
Okay. Let's move on to number five.
Hey!
Can you play it again?
Yeah. The dictionary definition. This would be a person who would escort a person to their seats in a theatre.
Okay.
The baitest clues.
But I need the song as well. I need the song. I tell you the clues. Okay, let's move on to number six.
Oh, I know that. I know that. Play that again, please.
I know that.
Oh, I don't know that.
This person, American person, was the first non-jazz or classical winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Music.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I've not watched that.
I should prep guests to do research on everybody, every singer in the entire world before they come in. So they couldn't have
non-jazz, non-what?
Non-jazz or classical winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Music. He also was a... Oh, wow, that's a big clip. He headlined a festival in the town of Reading this year.
Oh, it's Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye. Put Kanye down. Okay.
This is for him. It's our mass banners in the works, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. You keep shouting at names. Okay, number seven. Okay. Oh, everyone's writing down. Coops, you've got something for this.
One.
You got that? No clue needed for this one, right?
Nah, that's
not. Okay,
think so.
Let's move on to the finally, number eight.
Reed, wheel that one up. I beg you. Come on. Are you mad?
I was thinking about the last one still.
Okay, one more time then.
I can't believe there's a version of that. That's amazing.
oh, wait. I don't know. It's by the... Oh,
okay.
I
can't remember. Coops, would you like me to play any clips for you as a refresher on what they might
please
be?
Please, the second to last one.
Second to last. So that is number seven.
I can't think of
mm-hmm. Come on, you got to get that.
Bro, I'm trying to figure the artist. You know, and it's just like, not coming to my head.
Come on, you got to get that.
I can sing the whole tune. All right, doesn't matter.
Let's go for some answers.
Can I have number four, number six?
Number four.
I know, I'm just trying to think of the song.
Is that number four?
Yeah, and this is number six.
I don't know it. Right, I'm done with
okay,
that
okay, well, let's go. I'm going to start with you, Coops. What did you get for number one, please?
It's Michael Jackson.
Well done. Well, I'm so glad you got that. It was hard. Do you know what the song might be? I thought you all got Michael Jackson. That's stupid. Bad? You got Bad? What did you get, Marcel?
I didn't get any song.
Wait, what? Can I hear it again, please? I can't remember what
I
didn't.
What did you think?
Nah, he's going to guess. He's going to guess a song now.
Well, he's got guesses. That's why. Yeah, that's the game.
Yeah, but he's not written down yet. So we're doing an answer.
So you haven't
down
got an answer then, have you? So you haven't got this.
Wait, hold on. Hold. Play that. Play the sample again. Play the sample again.
Yes.
Oh my days, that's a different key.
Yeah, that's
a different key,
look,
man.
It's still a cover.
I don't know
key
what they're covering, but they weren't covering it.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. That's some madness.
Covering something.
That's some madness there.
Covering the song.
Bloody Nora.
That was a bit poor still.
Right, number two, what did you get?
How many points?
You get one point there. You're grading yourself as well, in case I'm wrong. I like that. Yeah. Number two, what did you all get?
Izzo by Jigga.
Mm-hmm. H to the Izzo by Jay-Z.
What did you get, Coops?
I just had Jay-Z. I couldn't think of
that. Okay, well, that's okay, but it was.
H to the Izzo, B to the Izzo.
2 points by Marcel.
Used to dribble down in VA. What's hurting him in the home of the turbans?
You get a point. You're on 2 points so far. You're doing well, Coops. I've got faith in you. Right, number three. What did you get, Coops?
Drake.
Uh-huh. And what did you get, a song?
I didn't get a song.
What did you have, Marcel?
Passion Fruit.
By?
Drake.
What did you get?
I got exactly the same thing.
Let me see your paper.
I'm only joking.
Wait, I just got my other answers on there.
Passive with the things you say. Passing up on my own.
That was the Canadian citrus fruit, Drake, there. What did you have for number four, please, Marcel?
I've got Childish Gambino, but I couldn't think of the name. I was going to write brown. I can't remember the name.
It was a colour.
What's it called?
No. Right, you haven't got it. What did you get, Coops?
I couldn't even answer.
Did you get Gambino?
I got nothing.
What did you get, Michael? I know you got Gambino.
Childish Gambino, Redbone?
Let's see if you are.
I actually don't know this song, that's why it makes sense. Oh, this tune?
Yeah. So annoying. Mother hell.
Okay, number five, Coops.
I got Usher. You remind me.
Okay. You remind me. What did you get?
Usher, You Make Me Wanna.
Oh. And what
that's
did you
what
get?
I got
what did
as
you
well.
Get, Michael?
Cloak. You were close, Coops. You were close.
Let's have a look.
Can we hear the cover version, please?
Cover version. What was? Which one was that one? Number five. Five is.
Relationship with you, down, you know what you do. Think about all the things she come along with. You make me, she make me. You are like my best
friend. I'm gonna start singing in love.
The one I used to run and talk to when me and my girl were having problems. Problems. Sorry.
It's like Usher's next here. Cover, I love it. Now, what did you, Marcel, what did you get for
number six? I didn't get anything for number six.
Okay, Coops.
Is that If I Ain't Got You?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Why are you saying no? The answer might be yes.
Oh, that's number seven.
What? No, what are you saying for number six?
I do get nothing for number six either.
Nothing, okay.
Nothing.
I got Kendrick Lamar, Don't Kill My Vibe.
Let's have a look.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your
energy. Can you play it again, please? Can you play the song, please?
I got my drink, I got my music, and
No man, that's not part of the song.
Well, don't
kill my vibe.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Oh mate, come
just
on.
Delaying,
no mate, they're taking
they're
a
like,
piss.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Come on, man. No mate.
Number seven. I think you got something. You got this. Kids,
yeah, I just got. If I ain't got you, but I can't remember the artist.
Alicia.
That's it.
Alicia Keys.
I had Alicia Keys, but I couldn't remember the title of the song.
You. Sweet.
So you didn't get the name of the song either, Marcel, is that right?
No, I got both of them, look.
Okay, well, let's just...
Some people want it all, but I don't
want nothing at all. If it ain't you. Very nice dancing, Marcel.
No worries, you like Edgar Pratt song.
And finally, number eight. Coops, you know the song.
Number eight?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't get nothing.
If you don't know this song, I'm going to have to play it for you.
Oh, you're going to have to play it anyway, mate. Okay. I think you should play the whole fucking song as well.
What did you get, Marcel?
What is love?
Baby don't hurt me.
Now, that is great.
Don't hurt me.
Do you know who it's by?
No more.
See, like, I was confused because I was going to say Adamski and Seal, but then I realised it's the other people.
And not Adamski and Seal. Good it's, shout. But who is it?
All right, can you give me the first letter?
Oh, my God.
H. It's Hathaway. Hathaway!
Yes! But he didn't write it down, so it doesn't matter.
It does. I've got it because no one got it. So Coops, you did very well with 4 points.
Fair play.
Marcel, you did very well with 11 points.
Oh, I got violet. I got smashed.
Michael Payne, you did better with. I'm going to give you 12 then because I did give you 13, but I'm knocking
back
it down
at number one.
That. Yes.
Oh, because of that Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
To be fair, you are like on the radio, so you listen to more songs than me.
Yeah, to be fair.
That's I kind true. Of try and lock That's myself true. In the but studio these, and not listen to nothing.
All of these songs I definitely knew.
So don't infiltrate the brain.
With the exception of Childish Gambino's Redbone, I knew all of these songs before I ever presented a radio show.
Now, bruv, to be fair, so did I. But that's my excuse, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's good.
But thanks so much for joining us,
no worries,
Coops, man.
Thanks
you're
for having
a
me.
Good sport. Your music's brilliant. The album is out now, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's been out since the 28th of September for anyone that's just tuned in.
Yep.
It's out on the well-respected High Focus Records, so know that you can kind of trust the source. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
Live shows, are there any coming up?
Live shows, I'm putting together a launch for the album, like just letting people resonate with it for a bit, do you know what I mean? And then that will be announced, so check out my socials, Coops Official, hit me up, and yeah, we'll put out the dates on that ASAP.
Brilliant. Thanks once again, brother.
No worries, man.
We're going to get into a song now, and when we come back, we'll get through some of the stories of the week. We'll be right back.
That's Haunted Water by Spelling. Very haunting.
Yeah, I like this quote from The Guardian about her. It describes it as like Solange looking in a haunted mirror.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite
what
epic.
A description.
Yeah. It's quite, for me, that song, it's, you know the film Drive, where it's all that kind of, it feels like it could be on a film soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah.
That Drive soundtrack was sick as well.
Really good.
Add that to your late night naughty playlist. Oh, yeah,
there's going to be some kinkiness going on to that tune there.
It sounds a bit too dark to be on a sexy playlist.
Do you think?
Yeah. No. See, no. That could be. Not saying that I've watched it, but that could. I'm seeing that as one of them. You know, in like 50 Shades of Grey, when they go into like they're whipping each other. And it's like, oh, sexual, dirty. You know what I mean? Those
ones. Lots of kick in it.
That's when they're going straight to that red room to be spanked aplenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen Fifth Element. Yeah, I haven't.
And it's like slow motion reactions, like, ones like that.
Charles. Lots of drips in slow motion. Yeah. Flying off skin. Yeah.
Oh.
Moisture. Lots of slow motion moisture.
Yeah. Which is the best moisture of all.
Slow motion
moisture.
Motion.
It's true. You don't want fast moisture.
I hate when I go into a cafe and they're making me my tea and then the steam's moving too fast.
Get out of my face.
Come on. Give me my money back.
But I don't really know what haunted. What is a haunted water?
Haunted water.
So imagine this. Imagine this. You're in the woods.
Mm.
Like, it's very dark. You're hearing like howling and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You stumble across the pond. You look into the pond and you see a scary woman looking back at you, and you're a man.
Yeah, that's
quite scary. Or if you just were even a woman, you saw a scary woman looking in there that wasn't you. That would be creepy too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Alex Mack, Haunted Water. Do you remember? Anyone remember Alex Mack?
No. Oh, my days.
Basically just used to turn into a puddle of water.
Oh, my days. Okay. Alex Mack.
Where's a hat?
That was
Alex
sick,
Mack,
bro.
Where's a hat?
No. That was sick.
I think I do.
Yeah, she used to turn into a puddle and just slide on the doors and stuff.
Slide off, bruv.
That's really handy, actually.
Any situation. What, blood? What'd you say to me, blood?
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
They should remake that.
You can say what you want. I'm not being racist, but...
I know. They should actually remake a film of that.
Yeah, for real.
Okay. Seriously.
Alex Mack should come back as a film. Haunted Water.
Put that out there.
Mm. Let's do it.
You know what it's time for, though? What it's time for right now?
Dr. Marcel will see you now.
It's always a good time to see the doctor.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, so what we asked this week on the socials.
So we asked, how do you get over being ghosted? So basically, like, if you don't know what ghosting is, it's basically like if you're talking to someone or seeing them or whatever it is, and you don't feel like it's really working out, rather than say, yo, it's not really working out, you just disappear.
Mm.
They text you, no reply.
Yeah, that's the
you
worst.
You know, it's those movements there that, like, They can really leave someone affected.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So we wanted to find out the best ways to either get over that or...
let someone down easy.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So we've got five this week. All right, one is from Beach Seeker One. It's their loss. We all better than that.
Right. Okay.
That's true, but that won't help... That'll
She's
be
going
hard
for the
for
optimist.
You to, yeah, that is nice, but when it's happening to you, you won't be like, I'm better than that. But yeah.
No, I suppose it's one of those things you need to kind of look at things and just be positive about situations. You know what I mean?
Like,
if you let that person's negative energy rub off on you, you're just going to put yourself into like a negative mood, innit? Like, sometimes you've got to think, yeah, it's your loss, man. I don't need you anyway. Sweet.
Yeah.
See you later. I didn't want to message you anyway, even though I messaged you 15 times.
That was an accident. Those 60 paragraphs were all accidental, bitch.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, that's good.
So then, number two, we've got Retro Joe. Get a cooler mate to text them.
To say what? Why are you not replying to my friend?
They instantly become uncool.
Yeah, that instantly turns into, yo, this person is a bugaboo.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting their mates to message me now. Yeah.
I think that would be the worst... scenario, really, to get someone if they're not replying to you. Sorry, is your my friend? You're not replying to my friend. Is your phone broken? That kind of thing, isn't it?
That's semi like going and buying like buying one of them basher phones and then calling them off of a new number. Yeah. Hello.
See if they answer.
You know what I mean? And then you're like hello. Is that you? And then like what number is this? And then you're like. And you hang up, it's like, no, you turn into a stalker.
You are.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Get
cool.
over it. Get over it. If you're gonna be a bit like, if you're gonna kind of try and question them, then do it yourself. Do you know what I mean? Don't get a mate to do it.
Yeah.
A problem. A problem shared is a problem
halved or solved or some shit like that. That's not always true.
It could do the
it just escalates it.
It's a bigger problem now because now your brethren's involved for that reason,
and they've made them not cool anymore. You've ruined their credibility.
Exactly.
No, I mean,
you could do the, have you ever done the 141 just to check if their number works, because you know it disguises your
back
number
in the day,
you've done that right,
and then I stopped trusting
works.
It
that still works, I believe.
I just think, yeah, like you know, sometimes, like, back in the day, to private number people, it's like, I hate getting private numbers, so I don't even answer private numbers no more.
Me neither.
Do you know what I mean? It's just one of those ones been like...
But you could just be checking, like, if you're at the point where you're like, well, there must be something wrong with their phone, and then it rings, and that's when you go fatal attraction.
Yeah, true. You got to ring from a payphone.
That's funny.
You got to ring from a payphone.
That's actually...
With the phone cards.
When it's in the rain, in the rain, it's raining, you're outside their house, and the phone box. I can tell, I know you're in.
And reverse the charges.
Okay, what's number three?
So number three, we've got Becca, Becca May 09. Move on to the next one, geez.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Just move on.
You make it sound easy. This is the thing, people. Like, you know, you say, oh, how do you approach this thing? People always give the most optimistic answers.
Which is
you're
not
better
what you
than
need.
Them.
Yeah.
Get over it. That's not what you want to hear.
No, you don't want to hear that.
It's true. But at the same time, I think people that say, look, like, just forget about him.
Do they do that?
They probably don't do that either.
That's the thing.
I mean?
Are they just getting ghosted every weekend and getting over it?
But I think they probably tell other people to do that just because, like, You got to give them kind of like some kind of hope and some kind of positivity about themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Otherwise they're just going to be like, I've got ghosted
this
again.
All right, okay. So say, for instance, like, you're... I go on a date, yeah? Say I'm single and I go on a date and you're my brethren and you're there. We bump into each other and I show you the girl I'm on a date with. And then you're like, rah, she might be the one still, because you're a good guy. You're my virgin. You're looking after my best interest. You're like, rah, she might be the one still, bruv. And I'm like, yeah, safe. And then the next day I ring, you're like, right, that beanie ghosted me. And then you're just like, oh, you're better than her anyway. I'm like, you weren't fucking saying that yesterday.
Yo, no, because it's true. Some friends, like in the early stages, they will say what you think, what they think you
that's
you
what friends
hear,
are for,
innit?
I've realised friends are all fucking liars is basically the point that we've got to. Friends are all liars. They tell you what you
exactly
want to
like
hear.
Sometimes you'll be wearing something and your friend will be like, yo, that looks sick. But really they're thinking to themselves, what, how much did he pay for that? Because I don't know, really.
For real.
Well, I think anyone that says, you know, get over it that quick makes me think, you've been a ghost, you've been the ghoster for you to say that.
Yeah,
you've done
real.
It yourself.
Yeah. This is true.
Okay, what's the next
one? So number four, Kinky Pete. Dress up as a ghost and wait by their front door. Nah, see, don't do that.
Can't.
His name's Kinky Pete for a reason. He's got nothing on under that sheet.
Wow.
He's just there waiting for him. Kinky Pete, watch out for Kinky Pete.
Flasher.
For real, he's doing this to people. He's never even
like,
ghosted
boom!
Him.
And then he runs away.
People ain't even ghosted him yet and he's doing it. He's like, do you want to go on a date? And he's just waiting outside their yard for them to come out to go on the actual date.
Imagine getting home and someone's there just dressed as a ghost
inside
your front door.
It's me, Kinky Pete! Fucking clothes on, Kinky Pete.
Not again. Oh, Kinky Pete.
All right, and then we got number five from Bazza, 1998. Delete them from your life, make them ghosts.
Well, I mean, when they say delete, that sounds like kill them. Don't do
that's
that. Like,
thinking.
Don't literally make them ghosts.
Yeah.
That's if you say it in a certain way with some sinister music behind it, it could sound very
like
make them ghosts.
Just make
that
them
sounds
ghosts.
Like if it was like a Liam Neeson film, someone's on the phone, I'm going to delete you from my life. I'm going
to
make
you
a
ghost.
Yeah. That's a murder threat.
I'm sorry if anyone's
there.
Listening to that, I'm not threatening anyone.
No, of course not. Neither's Bazza. Bazza just means like just delete them from your phone.
Yeah, just delete
media,
them from your phone. Like, you don't need them in your life. It's true, really and truthfully. If they've ignored you for like 2 weeks. Just delete the number and forget about them. Just move on.
Yeah, this is true. Like, we'll try. You know, it might be hard, but definitely try. Because there might be
reasons why they ghosted you. They might be in hospital. They might be ill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they might just have bigger problems
than
you. This is it. Your problem is that they ghosted you, but they might have huge
problems. So what do you do then? So you send, let's say it's by a text, and you send the one text, and they've been replying to you, it's all going well, and then they haven't replied to your text, so they start to ghost you. So if you're going by that logic, then you don't want to be sending like, oh, hey, are you okay?
No.
You might be in hospital. That's why you're not replying to me.
Do you know what you should do? Do you know, like, really and truthfully, this is what I think personally. personally. If you've been messaging and it's been going back and forth, you've been chatting, you've been like feeling like you're making a connection, that kind of stuff, and then things go quiet, yeah, drop them a message. If they don't reply to you that evening or whatever it is, wait, drop a message in the morning, see what they're saying. If they don't reply to you then just give it a couple of days. And if there's no response, like,
add them on Facebook.
Know what I mean? Oh, no. If there's no response, then the ball's in their court, innit? Like, you sent the last message, let them follow up, innit? Like okay. you ain't got to be chasing someone down if they haven't got the thing to respond to you. And if they come back in a couple of weeks and they're like, oh, sorry, like, I was doing this, or I had to go there, or like,
had a blackout,
work was just crazy. Yo, I don't remember the last 2 weeks of my life, yo, but still. No, just.
What would you do if someone there and they were being serious?
No, I mean, it's like,
sorry, didn't text back on the 14th.
No. So they mess you back and go, hi, like, I've literally had a concussion. I don't remember anything. I can see that I've been messaging you, so what's going on? How are you doing?
You would definitely be like, give me a doctor's note, because I'm not having this.
I've had amnesia for like the last 2 weeks, so I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm not buying that. Okay, well, you're not here next week, but in 2 weeks' time, we're going to have a little video after the show, which we're going to shoot, but we want to know tips on your bit of paper, Marcel.
I'm so sorry, because I was too caught up in the discussion.
It's good, Dr. Marcel.
All right, so basically, all right, I'm not really a fan of meals on the first date, but on the second date.
Okay,
so you should always go for a meal. Mm-hmm. So I think.
Well, let's just say for a date then. Yeah, for a date.
All right. So you're more of a drinks on a first date kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm more of like so you go for drinks on a first date because everyone gets a bit more. It's a bit more of a chilled environment rather than having to eat food in front of someone that you've only just started building a relationship with, because some people can't do it.
It's true.
Yeah, some people don't like to do it. Do you know what I mean? True.
So you have a nice steak and then before you go and then you go down and have some cocktails.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I think if you wear glasses, don't go for soup on the first date.
Yeah, they get steamed up.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Honestly.
What about that? What's the cold soup called? Gazpacho?
I don't know. No, cold soup? Isn't that just called cold soup?
Yeah,
isn't that called a complaint?
Sorry, my soup's cold. You ordered it, mate. You ordered
it. That is gazpacho. It's cold.
Put that in the microwave. Okay, well, so we want your tips on that and what's good. And this is kind of, let's imagine that you're cooking as well.
Oh, yeah. All right.
The first time they're coming over to your place.
If you're trying to impress someone.
You want to impress them. Maybe you want to seal that deal. What food are you providing?
What is the levels of cooking you're going to do, because I'm thinking if you're trying to impress someone, you've got to pull out all the stops.
Yeah,
especially after dinner date, like flipping. I know what it means to pull out the stops. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I didn't have to cook anything, but I know what it means for them to pull out all the stops. free dishes, you know. You got to have a good dessert as well.
Yeah.
Well, you can email your thoughts to drlove@foodbarradio.com or reply under the Instagram video when we put it on. Funnily enough, Instagram. So let's go to a song and then we'll get our next guest, General Roots, into the studio.
Sick.
Mind goes round in circles. I don't know what to do. It's a whirlwind of emotions. It goes around and brings me back to you. My mind goes round in circles. I don't know what to do. Wind of emotions that goes around and brings me back to you. Got me talking on my timeline, and my main all on my sideline. Pulled up on me like a drive-by and shot me up the line.
Either I pray or I go to my pastor. Your love made me scroll every day for the answer. Your friends always tell me what I wanna hear. What do I do? I'm so confused.
My mind goes round in circles. I don't know what to do. Emotions, it goes around and brings me.
They just need a gram of the gram. Don't let the editor's mouths or comment and deceive you. But there's definitely something in that pic I need to. I know I shouldn't tap tap, but I think I need to. Hiding behind the screen never really helped. You can't saturate your true colors, bitch, I see you. Emojis don't replace emotions. You only WhatsApp when you're scared to phone them. Trying to fight these insecure habits and stay relaxed, not to damage the communication we've been growing. But lately you've been silent and I've been scrolling down your timeline, never knowing. So I just wanna let you know, I don't know what to do. It's a whirlwind of emotion. Oh yeah, that goes around and brings me back to you. My mind goes round in circles. I don't know what to do.
My mind goes round in bomber clad circles. That's one of my favourite tunes.
Absolute
of the year.
Absolute vibes.
Yeah.
Standard, like, that's one of my favourite. I heard that song for the first time about 2 weeks ago at Shay Lingo's EP launch. And I was literally chomping at the bit for him to release it. Literally, I bought a bit to chomp on so that he'd release the song a little bit faster. And he heard
you.
That's
he
a
heard
playlist
me.
Vibe, I feel.
That's a it's ridiculous. That's
100% playlist vibe.
Ridiculous, yeah. That song. What do our guests think of that song? Sam and Joe from General Roots.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, we only caught the last 30 seconds, but I was enjoying the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big tune.
From the start, maybe when I get home.
Yeah, yeah. Do it. Stick it on the playlist. It's a far cry from the music you guys make, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we're I guess you'd class as more roots reggae, mm-hmm. rock, dub.
Yeah.
Which has obviously had its time in the past, but now we're trying to
keep it
alive.
Yeah. There's definitely what's been called a reggae revival going on with artists that we had in last week, Chronix and Protégé, and so kind of more old school reggae, more kind of chilled, like you said, dub, lovers rock type stuff is kind of on vogue at the moment again, I feel.
Definitely.
But you've had some plaudits from some very well respected people in the world of reggae. You just went on tour with Holly Cook and you got a blurb from David Rodigan as well.
Yeah, it's been pretty surreal because we've done this EP ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's got way more exposure than the first album that was released for a record label. So we got a scorcher from Rodigan the other day. Toddler T played a tune,
yep.
Made it a coldest track of the week.
Sick.
So we're just really, really happy that people are actually really enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we do it.
Okay.
We're not going to make tons of money off this, and that's not our prerogative.
You never know that.
Well,
that one cheeky sink, yeah. Bruv. You might get on a Marks and Spencer's advert, and then you're just laughing every Christmas.
Or hit us up, M&S.
Hardcore them.
Yes.
This isn't just jerk rice.
Imagine.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be sick.
So what's the story? What brought you guys together? Because there's only two of you from the band, yeah. Isn't there? How many of you are in the band?
There's six of us. One of our members is very ill at the moment.
Right.
If you haven't seen us before, we kind of look a little bit like the Specials did back in the day. We had a black singer, white singer, multiracial band.
Yeah.
The secondary singer, he's a little bit older and he's unwell. So there are six members, but we've been planning ahead as a touring outfit.
Okay.
Five, really.
Yeah, yeah. We wish him a speedy recovery.
Thank you, yeah.
For real.
But we all met at school in North London, really.
Yeah.
Through jamming in basements and school bands, and here we are.
Yeah.
Still doing it together, so it feels really nice that we're brothers. We're not like workmates.
Yeah. That's cool. And the EP's out on the 14th. You're having a launch for it on the 14th of December at Hoxton Bar and Kitchen.
Yeah, so the EP was out on the 8th, wasn't it? 8th of November. Mm-hmm. And then 14th, we got the launch party.
Are you going to be playing live?
Yeah, it's going to be the whole EP live.
Nice.
We've got Gentleman's Dub Club on the decks after. Another great artist called Rude Health, which isn't reggae, but it's something new and friends of ours, so mm-hmm. trying to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Just same. So
it is very interesting that the launches, because I've been going to a few launches recently, and you know, it's just effectively just a listening party.
Right.
You know, they're just playing the songs and not actually, you know, performing live. And while I respect that, I think going the kind of extra mile and actually playing the music as if you really love it is there's something to be said for that as well.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gauge the energy more in it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It gives you something more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, no disrespect to the people that just kind of play the music. I went to Shay Lingo's EP launch and listening party a couple of weeks ago, and it was a really cool concept because it was silent. You know, everyone kind of had headphones on, and they plied us with alcohol, which is always nice as well. So that kept it kind of interesting. But back to you guys, we should listen to one of the tunes actually from the EP, because we're kind of pacing through time quite quickly right now, and I'm going to stop talking and let you introduce the song.
I can't remember which tune we're doing.
Hardcore Vibes.
So yeah, this is the first track on the EP called Hardcore Vibes.
Hardcore Vibes, that Tyrantings. Hey, yeah. Shut us down, down, down. When I am in my town, I don't wear a frown, 'cause I got the sound, sound, sound. Oh yeah, it's the sound of
hard.
And watch them have their conversation, but yet again they've made the wrong decision. And when in times we're feeling out of luck, an inspiration, together we will show them what we can do. So we're gonna scream and a shout, and we're gonna call them out. Oh yeah, forever gonna stand our ground, for we won't back down, down, down. Oh yeah, 'cause we got
hard, hard vibes that Tyrantings. Yeah,
ooh, yeah,
hard, hard vibes that Tyrantings.
A hardcore vibe right there.
Propaganda music. Propaganda music.
Never. There is a story.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Well yeah, that's how the rhythm came about really. We were chilling at James the bassist's house.
Uh-huh.
And just chilling, having a smoke, whatever, and someone put an old drum and bass mix on, one of those kind of, you know, everyone's got one of them pirate mixes on an old iPod. And that sample was in there, and it had a little bit of a like light bulb thing.
Yo, here that could be a ting.
Yeah, so that's how that came about, and it was around the time that Fabric was getting shut down.
Okay.
And things are getting shut down, and the rail companies are taking all the venues, and it was like,
they went with Fabric in the end, but they won in Dalston pretty much, mm-hmm. and Denmark Street as well.
Yeah, Passing Clouds, another venue that we used to play out a lot.
Of course, I probably fucking saw you live at Passing Clouds at some point in some sort of haze.
Yeah.
Loved that place.
Yeah, man.
It's a proper shame. It is a proper shame. But really good song.
Thank you.
Really good song born out of it. Should we get into a game?
Sure. Well, in honour of you being here, in fact, in honour of the song Hardcore Vibes, I have got 5 clips of hardcore cover versions. This is not cover hardcore as in rave hardcore. This is full on rock hardcore. Be prepared to rock with this. I would like to know the artist and track, so write it down. So you two are playing together. Don't show your answers to Marcel.
I mean, you can play together if you want. Do you?
Or do you want to play?
We'll play together.
I think that's more chance of winning there,
so
perhaps.
I'd like you to... The
artist name and the song who this cover is. Okay, originally song by... But okay, let's go for number one.
Good luck, Joe.
I know that one.
Do you know that?
Hold the...
It's a banger.
That's definitely...
I want to hear it again.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Wait.
Why aren't there 10 questions?
How are there only
5?
Because there was not surprisingly hard to find 10 really good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Come on. You see, everyone knows this. A female singer. She is Canadian.
That's a female.
She's Canadian. The original artist is a female singer.
One more time.
Okay. She might have been ghosted.
Blimey. I can't even.
I mean, come on, this is so easy. I don't know. Like, I'm surprised Marcel hasn't shouted it out like he normally does. Okay.
He's Canadian. Let's go.
It's not Celine Dion.
Really, weirdly.
What the hell?
It's kind of weird because the clips on here are labeled as clip 1, clip 3, clip 5, clip 7, clip 9.
Well, that's hardcore.
Which
that's
is
hardcore.
Very strange that they're clipped with the wrong. Okay, well, we'll just go for it. We're going straight to clip 3, even though it technically is clip 2. Okay? Okay, it's in different orders to my bit of paper. Okay, we're going for this one.
Oh.
It's that M&S advert from 2 years ago.
Can you play it? Can you play it again?
So this singer... Oh, you've already got it. You don't need a clue.
No.
Why? I'm not giving you one.
Can we have a clue?
She kissed Madonna.
Oh. Wait, who lips Madonna again?
Wait, I think there's something going on my headphones because I can't hear any vocals.
You're not. It's the beat, isn't it? It's a hardcore song. How are you supposed to hear the vocals?
Well, you're not hearing any words.
There's no words there.
He might be.
Are you hearing anything?
I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what the clip is. That's the clip.
No. There's lyrics there.
Yeah, but it's buried in a lot of guitar. That's what I'm hearing too. I'm not hearing I'm not hearing crisp vocals on that clip.
He's not Attenborough, I'll tell you that.
This singer kissed Madonna, okay?
We've got it.
Yeah, you've got it. We're moving on, Marcel.
I don't know the song.
We're on to clip number 5, according to this, but it's 3, I think. So let's go for... all of her albums, a lady, this originally, all of her albums are related to numbers.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. But I would like to go
at the song, please, as well. You could hear that all night, and I don't think you'd get it. But okay, put any song by her.
We're feeling confident.
More of one upbeat ones, I'd say.
We've got it.
Okay, this is clip number 4. Okay, what a banger!
What?
And when
I heard some words.
You will know it. Okay, listen carefully. When you hear those words, you will know what the song is.
The words are right now.
This is a rapper. This is a hip hop artist. American is. Have a guess. Have a guess.
You haven't narrowed it down, though.
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. Play, I mean, play this one. Play it.
I need you right now.
Oh!
Oh, wait. I need you right now.
I need you right now. Artist and song, please. It's really obvious. Okay, and finally, we have... this singer also kissed Madonna. Wait. This singer also kissed Madonna. Okay, it's really
any
obvious.
Lyrics in that. Wait, it just sounded like Muse sped up.
Come on, it's very easy. Listen. Yep. Yeah.
Muse sped up.
Did it not sound like a Muse song, but just sped up?
Yeah. But it's not a Muse. It's a cover of a song, very well known song, by this female artist that kissed Madonna.
Wait, two females kissed Madonna?
Yes.
I only thought one did.
Two did.
Fuck.
One was more commonly known, but there were two. Oh, okay. There were two singers on stage with Madonna at the MTV Awards when she kissed them both.
I think we've got a couple.
I feel positive about you. Would you like to give me some answers for number one, please?
Well, seeing as I wrote them all down, Joe, I think you should start.
Okay.
You should.
We've got Alanis Morissette.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Marcel, what do you have?
I've got Alanis Morissette as well.
Michael Payne, what do you have?
I've got Carly Rae Jepsen and Call Me Maybe.
Let's see if you're right. Okay, not sure what that was. What
yeah,
was
that's
that?
Not an answer. That's not definitive at all.
What was that? That wasn't the chorus? Okay. I did. Okay. Well, you're right, but so I don't know what that was. I have no idea what that was. Okay. But that is right. That's obviously Carly Rae Jepsen. Okay, so number two, what did you have, Marcel?
Christina Aguilera.
Yep. Uh-huh, but yeah. did you give me... Okay, and what did you have?
Genie in a Bottle.
You had Genie in a Bottle. And what did you have, Michael Payne?
Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle.
Okay.
I didn't really have Britney Spears.
This one may or may not be the... No, that was wrong. That is not Christina Aguilera.
Is it Britney Spears?
I'm so confused. Oh, no, it is Christina. I'm okay, it's all wrong on my bit of paper. Sorry. Yes.
Oh, Genie.
It's quite short, the chorus.
Right. So I got one for Christina Ag, yeah?
Yeah, you got one for Ag. And you've got four, and Gemma Roots, you're currently on two. So for number three, what did you have for that?
We've got Adele.
Uh-huh.
I've got Adele, you've Rolling got, in the Adele. Deep.
You got Rolling in the Deep. What did you have, General Roots?
Well, you said...
No, they've got no name.
Yeah.
I've got someone like you.
No, he's got Adele written down.
Oh, you have, but you haven't got a song.
I think it's Someone Like You.
Okay. Rolling in the Deep, that was, by Adele. So you get the points there, okay?
That was a guess as well, because you said it was up tempo.
For number five, what? Five, is it? Yeah, four? What did you get?
Four.
I'm so good. Everything's out of sync. What did you get for number four? Or number eight, according to the clock. But what did you have?
I got Stronger by the name that we shall not mention.
Okay, I know who you mean. What did you get,
I've
Marcel?
I've got exactly the same.
Yeah, we've got Kanye, but we don't have... sorry, we mentioned him. Well,
let's see if you're right. Obviously,
my favorite one.
Stronger by Kanye West is correct.
Very
correct.
Obviously.
And then finally, for number five, General Roots, who did you have?
Britney.
Uh-huh.
Britney, yeah.
And did you have a song?
No.
I've
got Britney Toxic.
Uh-huh. What did you have,
Michael
Payne?
I had nothing.
Payne?
The one where she's wearing the red PVC.
Okay.
What song
that
was
not the right bit of the song either, but that was Toxic.
Oh yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smashed it.
Cheese
seven,
on bread.
Five. Okay, in third place we have General Roots, well done, with 4 points. In second place we have Marcel with 5 points. In third place we have Michael Payne with 7 points.
I've got 6 points.
6 points. How have you got six? What did you get? All right, fine, 6 points. You still lose. Michael Payne still wins!
What ones did he get, though? What ones did he get,
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. Yeah. Got Adele, Rolling in the Deep. Got Kanye West. Got Christina. Go over there.
Fuck this.
No one likes a sore loser, Marcel.
I'm done.
Shit, son. Goddamn, yes, winning again.
Whatever, okay. Michael.
I'm pumped.
Until next week, bro. Until next
week. No, you're not here next week, so Michael Payne wins again.
Well done, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Got a few people I'd like to shout out.
Yeah, please.
I did it all myself.
Yeah.
Fuck everyone. No one helped me. Not me, self-made.
Well, the hardcore bands did.
Yeah. But shout out to our guests, Sam and Joe from General Roots. The EP launch is on the 14th of December. The EP is out at the moment.
I've already got my copy here.
What? Yeah.
That's right.
You are
That's getting put into the cart straight away. Yeah.
Mental. I'm expecting one.
Sorry, they gave it to
me. Did Michael Payne win the game? Is that maybe, not a prize?
Maybe you share it.
Deal.
No, once again, thank you so much for coming through. Let people know where they can find you on the socials so that they can you still get tickets to the launch?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
We're there. All the socials, at General Roots, Spotify, check the new EP, Showcase. It's a hardcore vibe. Big Let up. Us know what you think.
Big up. Thank you so much once again. It's General Roots. We're going to get into a song now.
Thank you.
And then when we come back, we're going to have the next guest, Lady Shan.
FUBAR Radio.
I'm still talking my shit, 'cause God still gave me the mouth to do so. I'm still the street's prophet.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Just in case you thought I lost it. Still with 6-7. Still with K-Trap. Bow, bow.
Six of us still pulling up on smoke. They like 6-7 do this music thing, but we still got the box on the ropes. We make 25 bands in a month from the music sales and the 1-2 shows. 6-7 still getting dope. Still turn up and get my goals. 6-7 still pulling up on smoke. They like 6-7 do this music thing, but we still got the box on the ropes. We make 25 bands in a month from the music sales and the 1-2 shows. 6-7 still getting dope. Still turn up and get my goals.
Gang them stepping, 4-4 pressing. Big corn hit your melon. When man step, my step with aggression. Old man bread, pay like congestion. Hot step with jitters, can't question. Any talk, man rise with that weapon. Right up, top man teach you that lesson. Jugging, trapping, money coming in, what a blessing. Yeah. From Quay back, had big raps and a hot block, trying to breath him.
Cool, love me, big jacket on from Quay back, no messing.
Push this work, my paper's long.
Proper.
The boy they're washed, they stay on the sideline taking shots. Do you pull up and Blazeman's top? Now we gotta skate them cops.
Run on.
These bells too big. Big shotgun bells come like flavors pop.
Big one.
Still take off your 18K or stainless watch and go and shot it.
No,
I won't rock, I ain't about filming clout, just profit.
No.
All I do is break that world and wash it and kick back and cut profit.
Money.
How many times did I learn two L's? And the boys had to take them losses.
Six of us still pulling up on smoke. They like 6-7 do this music thing, but we still got the box on the ropes. We make 25 bands in a month from the music sales and the 1-2 shows. 6-7 still getting dope. Still turn up and get my goals. Six of us still pulling up on smoke. They like 6-7 do this music thing, but we still got the box on the ropes. We make 25 bands in a month from the music sales and the 1-2 shows. 6-7 still getting dope. Still turn up and get my goals.
You the drillers, I'm 6-7. I'm like, yeah, said I thought so. We drillers, we drill, tryna hit head, back and torso. Feds on my case, they kick from my place, but they never found nothing, so I'm cool though. Life's a gamble, roll a dice, yeah, I treat it like Ludo. Name holds weight, more than 100 sumos. Bro walked in with a dot long stick, like he's gonna play pool though. We put corn in machines, then we strike at your people. I make money, cash in, then divide it.
And I don't care where you're on, don't care where you're from. Back to my rum, cause the call for this long. I know right, but I gotta do wrong. I won't stop till my ops are gone. So know what I'm on, I bring the revolver along. So keep thinking you're bad, do I shoot you now, you carry on. I'm still on my block with a big handgun, cause we get along. Never take it there to your block, I can swear that's another op gone. You know where I'm from, rip no new, but ops don't come. Two L's when I look at this gun.
6-7 still pulling up on smoke. They like 6-7 do this music thing, but we still got the box on the ropes. We make 25 bands in a month from the music sales and the 1-2 shows. 6-7 still getting dope. Still turn up and get my goals. 6-7 still pulling up on smoke. They like 6-7 do this music thing, but we still got the box on the ropes. We make 25 bands in a month from the music sales and the 1-2 shows. 6-7 still getting dope. Still turn up and get my goals.
Have I still got it? I got it still.
And that's Kenny All-Star featuring 6-7 and K-Trap. That was a big tune. That's a big tune. We've got our third and final guest of the day in, and I'll introduce her with no further ado. She is, of course, the legendary Lady Shan.
Yes.
What's that,
man? Hi guys,
energy.
Right.
Yeah, man. So the first thing that I've noticed, stick the headphones on.
You can
hear yourself a little bit better.
I don't know if these ones are even actually plugged in.
I don't know, I don't think
is it these ones instead? Oh, okay.
We'll plug them in.
Cool. Just hooking me up. There you go. Yeah.
Here hooked up.
Yeah, I'm in your world now.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Nice. In the matrix. Plugged in. Yeah, the first thing I noticed is the whipping excursion.
The mobility, yeah. Whipping excursion. Cue the gig song here, please. I know, I don't think this is what he was talking about when he wrote that. I had like a spinal op last December because I had like a cyst that was growing on my actual spinal cord.
Wow.
And it happened like 10 years ago.
Right.
And they took it off. Mm-hmm. And then like a week later, I could just walk. I was all right. Mm-hmm. And then this time when they took it off, I woke up and I had like movement in my legs left and right. But I contracted bacterial meningitis.
Oh, geez.
Twice.
Yeah.
You know, I have to do things more than once, innit? Everything has to
gotta
be
extra.
Extra.
Wheel it up and come again.
Wheel up and come again. Definitely wheel up and come again. So it was round two with the. It took me 2 months each time to battle the meningitis. So I didn't get to. And then they put me in a rehabilitation unit. Shout out to the Stanmore Spinal Unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for 6 months. But it's been a lot of up and downs, a lot of. Kind of like technicalities that have happened and complications. Like, basically, I got up walking on a granny Zimmer frame. Can you imagine that? Lady Shannon on a Zimmer. But hey, so I was on that. And then one day I was just lying in bed and like I felt like everything going numb, like it was shutting down. So they rushed, they put me like in that MRI machine. And they was like, the results, they was like, well, we can't see why, what's happened. Like, everything looks like it's fine. So they left me literally for another 4 months. I was doing like still physio and stuff. And now they're investigating. I've only just come out of the unit like the end of September.
Mm.
So now they're doing all the investigations. I've done another MRI. They think now that there's some fluid that's pressing on the cord.
Okay.
So if that's the case, don't worry, don't look so doomed. Bless you.
No, I'm genuinely worried.
I know. I appreciate that. Trust me. And they're just like, they'll have to stick like a tree bin and drain some of it. Mm. So... don't worry about me. It takes a bit longer to kill me off. It's meningitis twice. When they tried to do this operation 2 years ago,
yeah,
they gave me a different antibiotic, and I had anaphylactic shock and flatlined.
Jesus.
What?
Like, I woke up 9 hours later in ICU, bruised ribs where they did the chest compressions. Like, my temples were sore where they was holding my head while they was doing all of that. Woke up with a tube. I could show you the footage. It's not the footage of when it was happening, but when I woke up, yeah. I snapped everything. And then woke up, and then my neck, in the jugular vein, they had like steroids and adrenaline that to get the heart back pumping again while they did the chest compressions. So it's been, the last 2 years has just been mental.
The madness.
Yeah. So like, I can't, like, God just is like, no, we just don't want you yet. Like, just stay down there.
It's not your time, you need to make some more music.
Yeah, make some more bangers.
This is
trust
it.
Me.
Do you understand?
And how did that affect you creatively, kind of the 2 years of hell, man?
Well, do you know what? Creatively, it didn't affect me because I was still up and mobile.
Yeah.
After that happened, I stayed in like ICU for about 3 days, and then they moved me onto a normal ward, and I was all right for about a week onto that normal ward, and then I was released, and then I was just doing my thing. Mm. Like, as you see, I was everywhere, jetting about and doing my thing. So creatively. God, let's scrap that word. Anyway, it didn't really affect me. Mm-hmm. My creativity.
There you go.
Yes, that's it. Gosh, yeah, maybe it did affect my creativity. It's affected my speech. But yeah, so it didn't really affect that. But now that I'm out of the unit, but I've recorded so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So literally I could open my laptop and go, yeah, this is ready to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've got my own label called Dundon Music. So mm-hmm. I released quite a lot of my stuff through that.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I've done the Lily Allen tune.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that. And I come out of the unit just for a day to go to the BBC and do that. Plonkly on a chair, looked all nice.
Yeah,
long dress,
yeah.
Yeah, did that. Then went back to unit.
Good
yeah.
access to the BBC.
Yeah, no, not as good as here.
Okay, do you know cool.
what?
Sick.
Yeah,
that's
do
nice.
You know what?
Because
yeah. they've got the same list and a lift, and the security guard did not know how to use it.
Oh.
So we was all out there like waiting. We had to wait in the whips until they knew how to get the key to use it to a certain. They had to lock it or unlock it to a certain
right.
angle, and it was.
I was
technical.
Wondering. We doesn't know how to use a lift. Just press a button.
Like, I know, but they needed yeah. like a specific
right,
key
to get,
for it.
Well, we
yeah,
need
to get
key.
It rolling.
Anyone's
I know, but that's
lift.
Why Uber's the place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on.
No,
get me.
All
come.
The access. All
yeah.
the access.
We've got Milky Nat. We've got Milky Nat and Marcel.
We
come
should
on,
say,
man.
Well, it's very funny. It's funny that you said that because before you said, do you pronounce it Milky? And there was some, which is hilarious to me because somebody else had sent me an email a while ago asking about Milky Pain.
Yeah.
So now you're saying it. I'm thinking
yeah.
maybe it's more common than I know that he's called
definitely
Milky.
Definitely common.
It is.
Let's
it really
just,
is.
Okay. Well,
one look at me and you can tell
it's
I'm Milky.
Milky
he's a Milky guy.
You're chocolate Milky.
Chocolate
milk. That Cadbury's, bro. Yeah. That Cadbury's.
That's your alter ego. You've got Michael Payne, Mikhail Payne, and Milky Payne. Yeah. You've got all of them. Yeah,
definitely.
Born in Birmingham.
Bramo 121 as well.
Right by Cadbury's factory.
Ah, is that for real?
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh God, I'm so naive. Oh my God. Run the track.
No, it's funny you should mention that because we're gonna get into the song War OG.
Yeah.
How long has this release been in the making?
Okay, so when I went into studio with Lily last year, before I went into hospital, obviously last year to record my part on her track, the producer that recorded the track. He was like, said, oh, can I play you some other beats and stuff?
And nice, then I was like, nice, yeah. And organic.
So, yeah, so I just listened to it and there was one beat that stood out and I just wrote there on the spot and recorded it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. So I've had that sitting down for a year. But I always knew I wanted that to be the next thing to come out.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because obviously we did the top kind of the grind.
And that was huge.
Yeah, that was massive. Like, never would have known. But so I kind of wanted a continuation of that kind of theme type of vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we should get into it. If you do us the honour of introducing it for us, we'll have a listen and then we'll have a little chat at the end.
Yep. Yo, how you going? It's Leah Deshan and you're listening to FUBAR. Yeah, locked in, locked on. War OG. Run it, Nat.
Leah Deshan, show on pool. Them I get right off, any pussy test them I get right off. Off, them I get right off, any pussy test them I drop any mask. Them I get right off, any pussy test them I get right off. Off, them I get right off.
Off, them I get right off, any pussy test them I get right off. Off, them I get right off, any pussy test them I drop any mask. We are the meteor off, circle your block in a block, don't care. When you're ready, then we're ready, yeah, we're ready for the war.
You can't disrespect me. I don't give an F, but me walk with G's. And we forward till we dog them in our HMP. Yes, them gang out, but them hang out in the solitary. Hear them little sister vibes pop off BBC. If them ever have a child, we reap a Nazi. We inform of the dead. Talk that regularly. Inform of the dead.
Fatality.
Reload the magazine. Have a shot and leg. Them I get right off. Any pussy take them I get right off. Off. Them I get right off. Any pussy take them I drop any drop any more. We are the leader off. Circle your block in a block. Talk your car. When you're ready then we're ready. Yo, we're ready for the war. War.
Fatality.
Come on. Them I get right off. Off.
Get over here.
Them I get right off. Off. Them I get right off. Off. When you're ready then we're ready. Yo, we're ready for the war. When you come around you have to get chip-chip. Dogs them sick but they're not coming. Sniper season, check out the check. Watch how you move and watch how you step. Madman, madman, not tech check. Withdraw your life load, counting it. Dash you in a black bag, rope round it. Soon the big thing, silence it. By any little means, no money off your milk. So we're gonna even know you repay your debt. Dismantle with your arms and legs. By God, no, you are big for dead. Talk that regularly. Inform of your dead. Reload the magazine. Have a shot and leg. Them I get right off. Any pussy test, them I get right off. Off, them I get right off. Any pussy test, them I drop any drop any mark. We are the leader off. Circle your block in a block, talk your car. When you're ready, then we're ready. Yo, we're ready for the war. War.
Fatality.
Come on. Them I get right off. Off.
Get over here.
Them I get right off. Off. Them I get right off. Off. When you're ready, then we're ready. Yo, we're ready for the war. War.
That's the Big Bad War OG by the bigger, badder Lady Shan. And she joins us in the studio right now. And I know she's an OG because she was literally just saying that she wants to be a... If anyone's got any ceremonies going on where you get to turn off the Christmas lights, Lady Shan is definitely offering her service. Yeah, lock off the Christmas lights.
Lock off, innit? Right, yeah, I'll bring section boys. Lock off, yeah.
Before they even say it as well. Yeah. You know, before they even introduce you, just flip the switch.
Yeah.
Makes that sound of
everything done.
whole city just powers down.
Let's make that happen.
Sick. We should definitely make that happen.
That'd be wicked.
It's very boring. Just keep turning them on.
I know.
Isn't it?
You know what I mean? The Christmas lights lock off ceremony.
Yeah.
But with Sadiq Khan.
No, I mean. Do you know what? That should just happen at the end of December, isn't it? Like the 31st of December.
To lock them
off.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, but no one has a recognisable face doing it. Imagine how much more cheerful it would be. Like, oh, it's January.
Yeah, true.
Someone to come and turn the lights off for you.
We've got to go back to work. Yeah. We should do it though.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. All great ideas are made in FUBA.
It's true.
Definitely.
It's got to be true. Two people just said it at the same damn time.
Yeah. Jinx.
Thanks so much for coming through.
Oh, no, thanks for having me. Definitely.
Where can people hear War OG? Because it's part of a bigger project, is it?
Yeah, so basically I'm doing a new EP, so that's going to be on my label, Dandan Music. Mm-hmm. So it's called Two N's. Mm-hmm. The reason why it's Two N's, because everyone tries to spell my name with one N and it gets on my nerves.
Of course.
And Spyro, who did Top of Top, he calls me Two N's. He goes,
two
what's
N's,
up, Two
right,
N's? Yeah,
okay.
So I decided to call the EP
nice.
That. So I'm just literally finishing up, so it should be finished soon, and then I'll give you guys all the release dates and stuff like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, come back in.
Yeah, come back in, definitely. But also, you can find me on, I'm going to be at the Royal Festival Hall doing a live orchestra of Top of Top on December the 2nd. So that will be with Maller and that, with the Outlook crew.
Yeah.
So make sure Killer P, Flow Dan, everyone's going to be there. So make sure you guys can get tickets.
Yeah.
But you don't have to get tickets. You lot want to come through, just shout me.
Oh, please.
Yeah?
No, that'd be amazing.
If you lot really want to come through,
I do love sort of orchestral remakes
me
of
too.
Things, man.
Me too.
I missed the, they had the big garage event.
Yeah, they did.
The Barbican
they
quite
did.
Recently.
They
I heard
did.
That it was in such... it's basically going to be backed by popular demand. So
yeah.
I'm hoping to go to that, but we'll definitely pass
through
Royal Festival Hall as well.
If you
want to
come through, let me know.
100%.
Yeah,
you
wicked.
See, you sort out guest, you pattern guest list on the radio.
Perk of the job.
Yeah, we just lock off the lights afterwards as well. We just kill two stone, two
I'll
lanes,
looking
one
for
stone.
For the fuse box throughout the whole team. Like, found it.
Look for Milky Pain though. Your name will be down as Milky Pain on the guest list.
I'm going to be dressed in all white.
But you know that's me calling you now because I love
you.
You've got a pet name.
Only you.
Yeah. My pet name.
Two ends
Milky.
And Milky.
Two ends
Milky.
And Milky.
There you go.
Yeah.
We could be a crime fighting duo as well.
Yeah.
You
maybe
know?
We do a track.
Absolutely. There you go. We're patting songs on
that's
the radio.
Oh,
there you
do you
go.
Know
that's
what I mean?
Definitely a
you're
thing.
Sick.
That's fun. Definitely a thing. You
no,
too.
Sick. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
And once again, thanks so much for passing through.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you. We're going to get into another song now, and then when we come back.
It's one of mine, is it?
Is it?
No, it's not.
Of course
no.
It's not. Should have had Top of Top running.
We used to bang that tune
did ya?
So hard.
Oh, sorry. I'll give someone else a chance. Go on. Thanks for having me, though, guys.
Not at all.
No worries.
One time circling the block. Lil' buddy got murdered on the flat. Two times, you know how we rock. You know who we knocked on, you know who we shot. You know how we coming, come for nothing I got. Christian Dior, I'm crippin' Bior. Made a uh-oh, let him miss any door. Gave a little money to me, now I ain't want more. Don't be looking funny when we come up in the store. My black is beautiful, but I still shoot at you, dog. Tupac, dev tails off. Watch out for the niggas in the lake, one more. Bitch, you touch, no boo brunch. No big change, no blue chucks. Just big things, cut gon' bust, cut short bust. But we ain't on one, we just wanna have fun. We don't wanna fuck up none. We don't wanna fuck up none. Fun, we don't wanna fuck up none. And we don't give a fuck about none. We just wanna have fun. We don't wanna fuck up none. We don't wanna fuck up none. Fun, we don't wanna fuck up none. And we don't give a fuck about none. We just wanna have fun. I'm so nerfy, my logs go viral for me right slow. I doubt gay, I feet think I know why he no like me. He broke, we know, since he told, he old prince. Black and white like old flicks, we blame me, dance like gold. This I know this, give me all the money in my hand. Type of money, pop a rubber band. Miss with the glitz and the glam. Fried catfish at the Ritz in Japan, yeah. Baby, tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.
And I'ma leave him on the floor.
Leave him on the floor.
Freaky in the alley, out of your. But we don't want to smoke, we just want to have fun.
Yeah.
We don't want to fuck up none. We don't want to fuck up none. Fun, we don't want to fuck up none. And we don't give a fuck about none. We just want to have fun. We don't want to fuck up none. We don't want to fuck up none. Fun, we don't want to fuck up none.
friend for help. Anything you wanna shout it, I don't kiss and tell. Beauty in the brains like you graduated, yeah. Switching up positions, got me gripping ponytail. I got two holes in my bedroom. They got no clothes in my bedroom. I got two holes in my bedroom. They got no clothes in my bedroom.
Isaiah.
Sexy playlist.
Is that on the... Yeah, well, yeah, the title says 100%. It all, doesn't it? Yeah, that's very, very sexy.
Mm.
Bedroom by Ian Isaiah. We just had Lady Shannon talking to us about War OG and also about being in a mobility scooter and just, like, the reasons behind her her new vehicle. And she's one tough cookie, man.
Yeah, she's been through a lot, isn't it?
Fantastic,
but
yeah.
It's good that hasn't stopped her from doing the music. Do you know what I mean? That's a motivational thing there.
It's actually been a source of motivation for her, if anything.
Yeah, and that's good.
It's great.
That's
good, yeah. Let's get into one last story before we wrap up and Callum McSwiggan takes over for the next 2 hours with a special guest that I'm sure Natalie doesn't know. That's why she's frantically looking through the papers. I've got you. It's fine.
I've lost it.
Don't even tell him.
Matthew Todd, author. Got it. Of course I know.
Wow, Nat.
Wow. I knew it. Nice.
All right. ASAP Rocky apparently needs a $100,000 bed because he has a lot of orgies. In a recent interview with Esquire, ASAP Rocky discussed designing his own home and said he had to stop the idea because he would have to spend $100,000 on a bed. However, he says expensive beds are worth every penny because, this is a quote, "I have a lot of orgies at my house with some very close female companions. Yeah, man, lot of orgies. I photographed and documented many of them. The women that I'm around are into that free-spirited shit like me. Usually guys are insecure with working successful women. They can't handle it when it's on the other foot, you know? So they get with a guy like me. They know I don't want to break their hearts or nothing. And why not? Let's smoke some good weed in the teepee and have a fun time." I think that's where he's going wrong with you. If you're only spending like $100 on a teepee and then putting a $100,000 bed inside it, your priorities are all fucked. Even with a super expensive bed, Rocky is growing tired of all the sex he's having, saying sex isn't what it used to be anymore. What? Before, it was like, can I do it with her? And the chase was addictive. But now I know I can. So if I do it, it's just an empty void. Mm. You become a guy who hits it and quits it. And I'm too old to be having random body counts. You feel me? And with strangers, you've got to use a condom. You can't kiss them. It's not intimacy.
Why can't you? So he doesn't do kissing then?
No, he saved the kissing for the wife.
For the wife fees, I imagine. So, because he likes an orgy.
So I'm guessing his orgies must be a bit stiff then, isn't it? If there's no passion to him, he's just like, yo, this is good.
Can't be much space either. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? In a teepee, in a massive, often the bed takes up the whole teepee, so
there's no room for anything.
Like, you crawl onto the bed as soon as you crawl into the teepee.
Do you know what I mean? And what? Then you're just thinking, have I been keeping up with repayments on this bed?
Yep.
You got a mortgage on your bed, like.
Where's the teepee?
We've come
though?
To collect the bed. Do you know what I mean? Well, no, I'm using it at the moment.
Your bed may be repossessed if you don't keep up with mortgage records. Terms and conditions apply.
Is the TP in the garden? Is the TP in the house? Where's he doing
this? This is a good question for ASAP Rocky. Is the TP in the garden or in the house? I think it's in the house. I think he's weird. Like
I think
that.
He's got like, you know, like in the, you know, like kids make like their own like dens and that kind of stuff. Mm. He's made a TP in his living room,
right?
Yeah,
with a bed inside of it.
That's nice to get all the ladies over. But it sounds terrible. So he's really annoyed he's having to wear a condom. He doesn't want to kiss them. Mm. They're strangers. Sounds like the worst orgy ever.
But and also, sex isn't what it used to be, apparently.
What did it used to be?
But,
good.
But the thing is, he kind of said, like, the girls that he has his orgies with, they're really looking for that. Like, he knows them really well, and they just have that free-spirited thing. So he's not really free spirited if he's like got so many restrictions on the sex that he's having.
Good point.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I feel like a bit sad for him that things aren't what they used to be.
Honestly, man, I want to experience this sex that ain't what it used to be. You know?
Right, now it's just an empty void. He said, which isn't nice. Not a nice way to describe a vagina, but okay. So if that's what he wants to say. I feel like maybe he should just have a little break, a little bit of abstinence.
Yeah, maybe he should go. Like, take a break from it. Like, don't go into that TP.
Yeah. No.
You know what? Try it. Put a lock on the TP. Try it not in a TP.
It's apparently No Nut November at the moment.
Oh.
So maybe he was just kind of promoting No Nut November in a subtle way.
Right.
Without mentioning it, you know? This is why I'm not partaking in No Nut November. I'm saving up for a bed.
So I can enjoy myself. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm putting aside 20 grand a week. 25 grand a week for this bed.
Are you going to get a TP?
He's already got a TP. Oh, everyone's right. Standing in the TP at the moment. There's a space where a bed should be.
So I feel like, you know, I feel like ditch the TP for a bit and maybe move the bed to another part of the house. Try something else.
Yeah,
get
this
something
is
going.
True.
Maybe, like, I don't know where else you can put a tent up or something.
I really want to know how big this bed is.
It's 100 grand. I want to know what huge. Else it does.
Yeah, right.
It must vibrate and, like, turn into like might be like a water bed, and then it spins upside down, turns into like a normal bed. Mm. That's all kinds of stuff.
For 100 grand, massages, I want to turn into a fucking car as well and take me to work.
Yeah, right.
You
know, I never want to have to leave that bed if it's 100 grand. No. I'm doing everything in that bed.
It seems a shame that he's got such a nice bed, but he doesn't want to do kissing in it.
That's true, you know.
Just kiss. Yeah. Try kissing.
This is true. It's not very, very romantic. That is weird clinical sex.
It's very weird.
So how do you even kind of transition into sexy time?
Are you just
talking and then bam, sex?
Yeah.
It's just straight up dry.
No, do you know where he goes? He goes, we're going to the teepee.
Yeah.
And then you just know what's about to happen.
To the teepee, the lights go off. Like Shan hits the lights.
No, I imagine it's... And the lights go off. Yeah, he does the clapping thing.
And then somewhere in the dark, you just hear, sorry about the bed.
And when you enter the teepee, no kissing, please.
Yes.
Just a little public service announcement as you get in there.
Oh, mate.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Now, when the bed comes, say if he's not in to receive it, are they going to trust his neighbours with a $100,000 bed?
I would take that bed.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd take the bed and sell that bed.
There's no bed that's come here.
What
no
bed?
I've got this ticket. But, yo, they didn't knock here, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're lying because they want this bed for themselves.
Secretly,
guys.
In my back garden with my teepee, I'm like...
Yeah. He's like, coming over, can I borrow some sugar? No, don't answer the door. Don't answer the door to ASAP.
You got the door. You're still answering the door with the chain on. What do you want?
Passing the sugar through the chain. What?
Yeah, pass your cup through. I'll fill it up for you and bring it back to the door. Yeah, stay there.
He sees some sheets on the line. He's like, they look like the sheets that belong to $100,000.
And also,
bed.
If you got a $100,000 bed, what sheets are you putting on that? You can't just be putting like.
You gotta have like normal bed. So a bed, like, you buy a bed for like. Like, I think people's beds are usually cost between like 500 and like a 1,000 or whatever it is.
Mm.
And then you've got like your sheets are going to be like 30 pound sheets, whatever it is. Your whole bed set is going to cost you £30. So I think 100,000, you're paying 30 grand.
For your sheets. Well, let's
mattress
ponder
is
over that.
Yeah, let's put this show to bed, shall we?
You're not here next week. We're back in 2 weeks' time.
Indeed I am.
Yeah, but well, next week we're going to have a special guest co-host.
Very wonderful Roses Gabor.
666. She's coming in to join me in Marcel's absence, but you're going to be back in 2 weeks, aren't you?
Trust me. Sick.
All right. Well, we're going to leave you with one more song and then Callum McSwiggan's up next, and I'll see you next week.
My whole wrist is lit. Used to take them pissy lifts. Was sleeping in my nigga's crib. Still putting packs up in the microwaves. Customizing diamond chains. Man, we was lost and had to find a way. Smoking on gelato. These blue ones got the sparkle. I started with a half O, with the dreams to be a narco. Still, I can't wife a chick. Married to my like a chip. So does everyone writing this. My youngest you are cycling. I'm stuck up in the city full of flashy lights. I keep it humble cause I never really had a life. Now my shoes, top and jeans cost a pack of white. Still I trap at night. When will I be satisfied? Guess it's just a trapper's life. Cooking up them Nina Zeds get sacrificed. And if my brothers patronize, some bodies getting channel 5. Look, I've got two scales I'm balancing. Two scales I'm patterning. As for this rapping thing, it's sort of just happening. Should I hit the booth or go and whip a twos? Got mad love for them little utes that's hitting shoots. I did it too. He's getting smoked if we're in the mood. Little brother can't get to the hand thing. Told him bring the broom. But I ain't rapping about no dip dips and four doors. Just touched up on four raw, now I got four more. Johnny's got 6-0, looking for four scores. Told him just link, little bro, by the fourth floor. Man, I just beat the case. So can somebody tell Letitia Grace that Fredo's trying to give her D for days? I'm smoking weed and eating steak, thinking that I need a break. But I won't stop until my G's are straight. Sitting down with Dots, chatting to him in the cemetery. Telling him that now I rap, everyone remembers me. Missed the days when it was about the fun and it was never peas. I know you're smiling down when I spend 5 bills on a Fendi tee. But maybe heaven is the place that Fredo's meant to be. Cause down here on earth it ain't nothing but fakes and jealousy. Still I'm loyal to the rules, that's something you will never be. You want the fame so much, so it's something you will never see. She's clubbing every week, that's something I will never breathe.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.